Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Long Game, a novel by Elena Armas. Read by Frankie Corzo and Shane East.
Chapter 1. Adeline. The head rolled off his shoulders and halted at my feet with a thump. Goosebumps erupted at the top of my spine and spread down my body. I should have been familiar with the scene. I should remember something I had lived and was watching on a screen. But I didn't. So when silence fell, plunging the Miami Flames facilities into a sudden vacuum, my heart dropped to my stomach. And when the voice of one of the camera guys was caught by the mic asking in a whisper, "Dude, are you recording this?" I was pretty sure I stopped breathing. Oh God, what? The top of Paul's head popped out of the headless neckline of Sparkles the mascot's costume, and a wave of panic washed over me. Paul blinked, anger and shock meshing in his expression before spitting a, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" My lips parted as if some instinctual part of my brain wanted to answer him. Now, even when it wouldn't make a difference. The image on the screen froze, forcing my gaze up to the face of the man holding the iPad that had reproduced the 30 seconds that had been missing from my memory.
"I think we've seen enough." Andrew Underwood, CEO and managing director of the Miami Flames FC and Miami-based business mogul, stated.
"I beg to differ," the man by his side said with a light chuckle. "This is a crisis meeting and we should make sure we have all the details."
A crisis meeting?
"In fact," David continued, "I think we should play it again from the beginning. I'm not sure what Adeline was grunting while decapitating our dear Sparkles. Was it just angry growling or actual words she was?"
"David,"
Andrew interjected, dropping the device on the unnecessarily large desk separating them from me.
"This is serious."
"It is," the younger man agreed. And I didn't need to look at him to know he was smirking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?